Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. When we talk about economy, we're talking about literally managing your home. You are your home. Your feelings, your thoughts, your words, your actions. This is your home. Your body is your body temple. So we're really talking about you when we talk about meditation for the economy. This is for you and your home. So I am joyful to be with you today. I am joyful to bring you today's Inspire Talk and meditation. Today, our words come from the book Messages from God, page 76. And for those of you who are want to play it back on the recording, they have a new system, and they you can play back a specific meditation of your choice. Today, for those who are keeping track of these things, is number 57, reference number 57. Today's message is, fully express what you need and feel. Let your spirit soar. Fully express what you need and feel. Let your spirit soar. When I read today's message, I had to smile inside. You see, today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah in the Jewish faith. This is the beginning of the first day of the new year. Last night was the eve before the first day. This celebrates the sixth day of the creation of the world, God bringing the world into existence. And the sixth day is the day of existence, bringing into the existence of humanity, you and me and all beings. And for those who literally read the Bible, it's the beginning of Adam and Eve. That was as of yesterday. And today celebrates the first day in this, according to the Jewish Bible, year 5771. Which I don't quite really get, and of course we know the world is probably much older than that, and humankind much older than that. But based on the scriptures, scholars years ago came up with that year. And why do I share this with you? One of the celebrations for the Jewish New Year, celebrating New Year, renewal, and the asking of God to have another year of health and happiness, another year of life. It's not a given, it's a prayer. It's a prayer request. And what I was reminded of when I went to the service last night was how powerful our requests are. Oftentimes, there are people who believe they do the work. And those of you who follow our meditations know, including our hurricane meditations, we are conduits for God, the divine, universal intelligence, to do the work. We make the requests. We open our hearts fully, connecting with divine love, and make the prayer requests in our meditations. And that's what today's message is all about. Let me share it with you again. Fully express what you need and feel. Let your spirit soar. What you need and feel is that request, that asking, or whatever it is that you feel so aligned with, a need, something you feel is so necessary. Now, you can't decide the outcome, although we will it with our feelings and our thoughts and our words and our actions. We, in essence, shape it into action. We mold it into some outer reality. And yet God is doing the work through us. Just as we come together for Rosh Hashanah and ask to be inscribed in the Book of Life for another year, this is what this prayer request is really about. From a place of love, You can't ask for things from a negative place and expect good results. You can ask from love and expect positive results. And during the service, I was reminded through a special prayer song called Anatova of how powerful we are when we ask from this place, that we allow our hearts to open wide, our spirit to connect with the divine, as in today's message, let your spirit soar. And how your requests can be answered. The story goes, we've all know the story in different variations, that Moses is, and this is celebrated during the new year, Moses is fleeing Egypt, getting all his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And he runs across the desert. And there he comes smack in front of the Red Sea. And for a moment, he has doubt. He has anger. He has confusion. He has disappointment. You know how often most of us go through the same thing, although we face our own Red Seas. His way is blocked, and he doesn't understand how this supposedly loving God could do this to him, have him go through all these years to make the request to let my people go, to make the request of his people to go through all kinds of things to get this place to escape to the new life, to the promised life, and instead run right smack in front of the Red Sea, blocking the way. There seems to be no other way to go except through it, and how are they going to do that without drowning? And right on their tail is the Egyptian soldiers. And then he catches himself, and he makes this prayer. He fully expresses what he needs and feels, and lets his spirit soar. And the prayer goes something like this, I'm paraphrasing. They takes the power, he asks God with the power in his right hand. So imagine lifting your arm up and feeling God and the power of God in your right hand as if it's a demand of God without exactly stamping or stomping your hand on the desk. With the power of his right hand, he asked God to resolve this situation. This is my paraphrasing. Resolve this situation now under grace. And what's important here is he does it with conviction. His back is against the wall. There is no other choice. Knowing God has the answer that the human being cannot foresee. He's been following God's guidance all along, and this place of feeling stuck, boxed in, blocked, obstructed, surely must be an illusion. And so he takes the power of his right hand and asks with the power of his right hand for the mighty God, the loving God, to save his people now. Because this prayer goes something like, you didn't take me all this way. You didn't put us through all this to end up this way. Surely you have a plan. And so he's demanding of God from love and expectation to resolve the situation now under grace. And for whatever reason, whether you follow the mythology, the sea simply parted, or the science that there was some kind of special tide that opened the sea. The sea parts, and the people walk through. Before the Egyptians can come in, the sea closes again. And those who attempt, they do in fact drown. And the people, the Israelites, are saved. And the beginning of Judaism actually begins with that event. Fully express what you need and feel. Let your spirit soar. So you make your prayer. You make your prayer request from this open, loving heart, demanding of God, feeling the power in your right hand for God to resolve the appearance of blocks, obstructions, easily and quickly, effectively now under grace. That's the prayer of Anna Tova. That is today's message. And I was so really couldn't help but smile when I read the message. And I remember this comes to us in so many ways. Let me share from a person I know of in here in the, well, it was in the 20th century, Nathalie Kennedy. Nathalie Kennedy, first woman, black woman engineer. Honestly, I can't tell you if it's the state of Texas or all the United States. And she was working real hard to keep her company together. And had bids all over the state. And she was having difficulty. No matter how good the work was, she was having difficulty paying her crew, her staff, making the weekly salary. And she got to the place where she was exhausted working so hard every week to have it come together. Kind of like, you know, piecing the business together, going from job to job with just enough. And one night, she sat on her bed. This is how she tells the story. She went inside and she said to God, "It is up to you." Feeling just like Moses, she had done everything she was told and guided to do and did not know what to do anymore to make that week's paycheck. And she sat on her bed and said, "God, it is in your hands. If you want us to survive, then it's in your hands. And if you don't want us to survive, then I accept that." She made her prayer request from this heartfelt place with total conviction, just like Moses. You can imagine her opening her heart and feeling the power of God working through her, feeling from her heart, not anger, feeling conviction that God held the power and she was in service of God and would follow his lead. And pleasantly, to her surprise, the next day a huge proposal came in that turned the tide. Kind of a play on words, I guess we're talking about the Red Sea, turned the tide for her company. And she had a very, very successful company for over 25 years. That was the turning point. The night she went into prayer with God, opened her heart, and made her demand of God. And she would be the first to tell you, it wasn't her. God did the work. God made it possible. But I share with you, it happens with our asking. We forget we have free will. We have the will to ask for what we need, to feel with conviction. We have free will. God has deliberately chosen not to interfere with our free will, allowing us to play out our lives, to discover who we really are, to discover who God is. And so we have the opportunity to exercise free will at every moment. In fact, we're reminded of that in the Bible again in Matthew 7:11. You know this. I feel so much about this passage, I even have it on my website. I call it Ask. Now I'm paraphrasing this too. Oh, wait a second. Here, I've got it. I put it up on the website so I could read it to you. literally, Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Ask. Ask is A, ask. S, seek. K, knock. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And this is the part that's not usually shared. For everyone that asks, receives. And he that seeks, finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. Everyone. This is not the domain for simply the Moseses of the world. This is not the domain of simply spiritual teachers of the world, or some who call themselves gurus. This is an equal access universe that we live in. We all have the power of ask. We all have the power, Anatova. We all have the power to fully express what we need and feel and let our spirit soar. I invite you, whatever you are facing, whatever block appears to be blocking or obstructing your way, access the power of Anatova. Access the power of ask. Access the power that you have to be a direct conduit to God and of God, and allow God to work through you and that situation and guide you safely to the other side, whatever that is for you, to your higher place, to the prosperity, the peace, and the harmony that is meant for you now under grace. So I wish you all, regardless of your faith, Happy New Year, Happy Rosh Hashanah. And so now I invite you to join me in meditation so we may partake the power of allowing our spirit to soar in the presence of the divine within us now. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Feeling yourself following your breath. Following God inside. Inspiring, breathing in. Coming within your heart center now. Feeling the peace and the excitement. Seeing color and size, allowing yourself to step in to this pure energy of divine love. see the light inside that's calling for you. Breathing into this light. And as you do, feel, see, and sense it becoming larger, brighter, lighter. Feeling the power and the presence of divine love, peace within. Here on the screen of your inner mind, deep within your heart, allow to be revealed whatever slightest angst you've been in conflict with, fighting against, annoyed with, concerned about. Whatever it is, however small or large it appears, that seems to be blocking your good, your peace, your harmony. Allow it to be revealed now. And feel the power of God within you. The power of God pulsating within you. Feeling the power of God in your hands and in your heart, in your right hand. And make your request now of God. Dear God, I bless you and thank you for resolving this issue now, removing all blocks under grace now, easily, quickly, completely. Feel the power of God shining upon you. That light inside, the color embracing you, feeling the light pulsating through every cell and atom of your being, wave after wave, from your heart center, stretching to your toes, to your fingertips, to the top of your head. Feel God filling every cell and atom of your being. Feel love, divine love, pulsating through you now. Focusing your intention on whatever appears to be blocking, obstructing, stopping, preventing your good, your peace, your happiness, your harmony, your prosperity. Feel God's light inside from your heart shining on it now. Feel divine love express through you, working through you, feeling it is done. That it is done under grace. The veil, the block, the obstruction is removed within you now, within your heart now, simply dissolved. So you may hear the higher guidance. So you may choose the higher guidance. Feel love. Feel love, the Mother, Father, God, for the power and presence of life itself. Feel love that stirs deep within your heart. Feel how blessed I am I am one with divine love. Feeling this colored sea embrace you, the light shine upon you, feeling oneness with the divine. Feel with all your heart. I am one with God. In God's will is my peace. Yes, you are one with God's will now. Peace, prosperity are yours. Feel your spirit lifting higher and lighter, brighter. As you claim, as you fully express what you need and feel, knowing God is here with you now, the love, working through every cell and atom of your being. Working through the situation, now under grace. It is done, and it is done. So it is. Feel this truth. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to your everyday life, living from this knowingness, believing in this truth, acting from this place, grounded in God's love. So as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Taking it slowly. Feeling connected in our hearts. Breathing into our hearts. I am love. Breathing into our head. Loved am I. Breathing into our hands as we squeeze our fingers ever so gently, awakening the body temple. I love. Breathing into our feet and squeezing our toes ever so gently. I am God. Our love. We are one. Welcome back, dear one. God bless. Namaste.